On this weekend's Motherlode Views, we are focusing on Resiliency Village. And we want to note that the show was recorded earlier in the week before many actions and decisions were made about COVID-19 and its impact on public events in the community and across California. During this upcoming segment, our guests highlight a fundraiser that was going to be held on March 21st. However, it has now been postponed to an undetermined date. We decided to leave this aspect of the show in the recording because it will still be held at an undetermined time down the road. And with that being said, we'll now continue on with the interview about Resiliency Village. On this weekend's Motherlode Views, we are focusing on Resiliency Village, and we're joined in studio by three members of the leadership team. We have the president, Dr. Brenda Chapman, secretary treasurer, Shelley Munoz, and board member, Aaron O'Hare. And I'll pose the next question to Shelley Munoz. There's a big fundraiser going to be coming up that we definitely want to mention for Resiliency Village, and the Patch Adams is going to be there, correct?
Yes, we are so excited. So the fundraiser is going to be on March 21st from 6 to 9:30 at our property site. Our proposed property site at 14888 Peaceful Valley Road, and we hope everybody comes. We have a great program lineup, including, as you mentioned, Patch Adams, who's been a personal hero of mine for many years, and he has graciously offered to come out and help us promote Resiliency Village and give a little talk. So we're pretty excited about that.
And then for anybody who's interested in tickets, how do they go about acquiring those?
There'll be tickets at the door. We also have an Eventbrite ticket set up so that you can get them either on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Resiliency Village at Peaceful Valley, or you can get them on our website as well, resiliencyvillage.org. And you can call any of us on the board if you know us, or find us on our Facebook pages as well, and we'll talk to you about getting tickets. But just show up there, and the tickets will be available at the door is probably the best way to say that.
Good to know. And the ways that you mentioned to reach out to Resiliency Village, is that the best way for people who may want to volunteer or donate to the organization?
Absolutely, yes. We have there's a volunteer page on our web page. You can reach out to us personally, and we'll get you involved. We'd love to have you involved. So, yeah.
As we mentioned during the last segment, one of the unique aspects is the community village and the tiny homes. Dr. Chapman, anything else to add about those homes?
Well, I think Shelley had mentioned earlier about the maintenance of them, and I think it's the beautiful thing that I have seen in the places where I've had the privilege to visit is that it becomes a community. So for the people who live there, it becomes their home, it becomes their community, and they take very great pride in the upkeep and the maintenance of that, in being involved in making the village run, being on the advisory council, making decisions around what the rules are and what the consequences are. And so they are an integral part of that, the success of that community.
And it seems like that's a really unique aspect of Resiliency Village, as opposed to just a shelter or whatnot, that it really is a community, and things are happening, and there's a healing process and mm-hmm. various different things going on.
Yes.
And then I'll go over to Aaron O'Hare. Anything else to add as a board member that we haven't mentioned on this weekend show?
Yes, I also wanted to bring up an important point that sets Resiliency Village apart. There are many organizations, like we said, that are doing great things for the homeless and trauma-challenged people in our community. Resiliency Village really wants to get to those people before they become homeless, before they end up sleeping outside in the winter and the rain, by the healing therapies that we have planned, by identifying people who are challenged, who are on the fringe, and catching them before they fall through the hoop, through the net.
And Shelley Munoz?
I just wanted to add that a big part of our conversation always is safety first, not only for our residents, but for our community. So in everything that we talk about, everything, that's a huge aspect of what we're doing as well.
And Dr. Chapman?
Well, the other thing I think that's important is that Resiliency Village is a concept that is being brought forward by this team, but it really is a community project. It's going to take the whole community and in order to make this happen, we have talked to many agencies who are on board to help us out with co-location agreements, with services. We've talked to individuals who have offered their services, as Shelley mentioned earlier, for medical support, for counseling support, for therapies, for coming in and helping. It's going to take the village to build a village. And we all know and love Tuolumne County because this is a caring community. This is the kind of project that this particular community can make happen because the people in this community really, really care. And it's going to take all of us to make this happen.
And we got just a couple more minutes left on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I might go around the table one more time to see if there's any other closing comments or things we missed. I'll start first with Shelley Munoz.
I would say thank you to everybody. The support for us has just been overwhelming. It's been beautiful right from the beginning, the amount of people that have come forward. And like Brenda just said, our county is unbelievable. I've never seen an instance as long as I've lived up here, and I've lived up here since the 70s, where when there's an issue that really needs to be dealt with, this county doesn't come together in amazing ways. So thank you would be my...
And Erin O'Hare?
I second that. this is a beautiful community to live in, and I know that we, with the help of our community, will get this project off and running and help a lot of people.
With efforts like this happening, does it give you some more optimism about the future and in the community?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Dr. Brenda Chapman, any closing comments as we wrap up here today?
I would just like to say that the people who are unsheltered are part of our community, and we as the Resiliency Village Board feel like we have an obligation to help and support those people who are less fortunate than we are. We all have, this community has given each of us so much, and it's our opportunity to help the community and give back with the skills and the vision that we have.
Again, we've been talking about Resiliency Village on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, and it's been great having all three of you in, and thank you for getting us up to speed on what's happening.
Thanks for having us, BJ.
And that concludes this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We've been talking about Resiliency Village and have been joined in studio by some members of the board of directors for Resiliency Village, the leadership team, Dr. Brenda Chapman, Shelley Munoz, and Erin O'Hare. And a programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be focusing on issues facing Calaveras County, a number of things happening in Calaveras County as they prepare for a new budget, also issues related to marijuana rules and regulations, and also recently the coronavirus, two confirmed cases in Calaveras County. We'll be talking about a number of things with the chair of the Board of Supervisors, Marita Calloway. That is next week on Motherlode Views.